During his briefing yesterday, County Executive Polen Carr says he has to talk with state officials tomorrow, trying to persuade them not to put much or all of the county in the red zone, essentially shutting everything down. Those officials can see the number of cases and positivity in tests returning to the worst days of spring. Much of the county is already in a partial lockdown, with orange and remaining sections in yellow. The county executive says hospitals appear to be holding up well as doctors learn better treatment. Polen Carr says if things go bad, the convention center could again be turned into an emergency hospital.
We question whether we'd have the staff to be able to handle those 200 events. We probably would have to have the National Guard bring in hospital units to mobilize and actually handle it. I think the putting together of the beds in the hospitals, as well as a third-party site, will be a lot easier than actually staffing it if need be.
There are two problems. One is buckling hospital systems in much of the country, and the other is uncertainty about how those military units might draw doctors, nurses, and techs from hospitals already treating COVID cases. The load of cases is forcing the county to keep expanding its contact tracer ranks, with the prospect of many new cases 7 days or so after Thanksgiving weekend. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.